It has been over 10 years Don Jans and his website, My Grandchildren's America, and his great books, and his latest book, which is this one I'm holding in my hands, Fundamental Transformation. What did Obama mean? And there is a bundle, and I'll be gathering that together. But Don, neither you nor I were talking about this. Neither you nor I predicated on the what we knew, and as I'm, you know, reading about different individuals and their takeaways from the State of the Union, but essentially, it's this. It's what you've written in this book.
Yes.
Is precisely what he has attempted to describe. Talk to us about that, about this book, as I gather the others together real quick.
Okay. It was October 30th, 2008. Barack Obama was speaking to the American public. It was in Missouri. And he made the statement. He said, "We are 5 days away." Now, if we go back and we look at that, that was his first, that was the, his race against McCain. McCain had thrown in the towel, and there was as much certainty as you could possibly have that Obama would be elected on the next Tuesday. And he said, "We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America." That's where he ended. He stopped. He did not complete that sentence. So we have to ask, okay, into what are we going to be transformed? And we look back and we understand what has happened in our country. We understand who Obama is. And we understand into what they want to transform us. Want to transform us into, well, first, Karl Marx describes it the best of anybody, because that's the transformation they're following. Karl Marx told us, he said, it is the first stop of the communist is to become, or to become the ruling class. To become the ruling class by winning the battle for democracy. Well, we know over the last many, many, many years, the United States had been transformed from a constitutional republic to a democracy. And democracy is, by its very definition, a dictatorship. You don't pay attention to the law. The majority of some group is the ultimate law. So they had to get us into a dictatorship, or into a democracy. Once they win that battle for democracy, which they have, which they are doing, and they are becoming the ruling class, then they have two primary goals. The first, as Marx said, we must wrest degree by degree all capital. We must put all productive property in the hands of the state. What they're saying is all property, no property can be private property any longer. We're seeing that happen. We're seeing that happen day after day. But then he goes on and he says, now the communists must use this new political supremacy, to listen carefully, to abolish all eternal truths, to abolish all religion, to abolish all morality, and to reconstitute them. That's what this transformation is about. The movement to abolishing private property has been going on for a long time. For the most part, we don't own things anymore. We rent them from the government. The idea of centralizing all productive property in the hands of the state is becoming a reality through things such as the EPA, through things where government has regulations and tells you how you can and cannot run your business. That's been taking place over a long time. But through the Obama years and now through the Biden years, what we're learning is that all eternal truths are being abolished. religion, not religion, but belief in God of the Bible is being attacked, and their desire is to abolish it. And morality must be abolished, and they would reconstitute morality on the basis we're seeing morality now being reconstituted. That is free sex, free and easy divorce, free and easy abortion, all for the purpose of destroying the mainstay of any free society, the core family unit. That's the transformation. The idea is to put us under the dictatorship of the proletariat and eventually have a total communist dictatorship. That's, and Biden, oh, and a part of this is you must open all borders. You have to, you can no longer have allegiance to nations. Allegiance can only be to the Communist Party. So that is a transformation, and we are over the hill. We are over the top. If we were to draw a graph, and we are now descending down the backside of that transformation.
I'm putting together here, folks, the 45 goals of the Communist Party.
Okay, that was entered into the United States Congressional Record. January 10th of 1963. One of those goals happens to be to take total control of one or both political parties. They've taken total control of one party, and they have at least half control of another. And this is why they are fighting the Trump, the MAGA movement so much, because that is a push against that goal. That is a push against many, many, many of their goals. That is a critical element of the transformation. And the Democrat Party today is totally, totally ruled by the communist movement. Another one of their goals is to destroy the core family unit. And so we can right. just go down. Most of those on that 45 list have been pretty much completed. There are a few that might not, you could argue. But most of them have.
I would suggest that just about every single one of them has.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be my suggestion is that every single one of them has been done.
There's also 10 specific steps in the Communist Manifesto that have to be taken. They've also been accomplished. I direct the 45 points, the current goals for communism, those 45 points, I address the 10 points in the Communist Manifesto. They're in my book, the transformation book, What Did Obama Mean? And so people can get that book and go through them, and they're all addressed.
Yeah, it's I'm so sorry. What I was trying to do here, and I am being technically challenged. I wanted to save this so that I could put this up on the screen for us real quick. But for some reason, it does not want to cooperate for me. Because I know I can't put it up as a Word document. I have to put it up as a PDF. And if I put it up... Well, let me see if I can do it this way.
Let me go on with that statement while you're doing that. Let me go on with that statement about there. I see it coming up. Okay, that statement though that Obama made. What we know, how that was meant to be completed, is that we're going to transform the United States into a democracy. Take control, and then bring in the dictatorship of the proletariat. As Marx said, you will have to use despotic means. We see despotic means being used in our nation. We see it every day of the week right now. That means political prisoners. That means unfair punishment. That means a manipulation of the law. all of those things. And then once you have the dictatorship of the proletariat in, the transformation is into the first stage of communism. And once you're in the first stage, you're well into the second stage. And if you want to know what those first and second stages are, I describe those in the book, Fundamental Transformation.
And it's really important that we understand the danger that we are facing as it relates, you know, to this situation, and really more importantly, the fact that we're already down that road. This is not somewhere that we are, you know, oh my gosh, you know, I've said this before. I said this actually yesterday, or Wednesday when I talked about, the Obama vote and people who voted for Obama. People were guilted. There was an effort to use white guilt to try to get people to vote for Obama. And you can find all kinds of commentary now on the internet from black conservatives and black Americans living in areas where Obama did them absolutely no good whatsoever. Who will tell you? I am trying to remember Reverend Manning's first name, but you know, I had him on years back talking about this, that, you know, number one, Obama's not even black.
No.
He's Middle Eastern.
No.
Mm-hmm. Now, if his dad is Frank Marshall Davis, then he may be, but he's...
But his mother's not.
But his mother is absolutely not. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, it was the effort to use race to divide us.
Yes.
And they used it. And all Obama did was turn the key on something where the key was already in the ignition and had been for years. This has been going on for 150 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there's another issue that, and we have to be very, very, very careful of this. First of all, in this upcoming election, the odds of the same type of stolen election, the tactics they used in 2020, they will use again. Question is will it be enough? That I don't know. Depends on the turnout. But here's what they're doing now. They're using fear. They're using this absolute fear. Johnson used it against Barry Goldwater back in 1964, if you'll recall. Hmm. Van Jones. Now, the irrationality of this is incredible. Van Jones said that after Nikki Haley dropped out, he said, we are closer today to having tanks rolling all through Europe, because supposedly Trump's going to lose, or Trump's going to win, and he's going to start this big war. Well, let's go back and let's look at 2016.
Yep.
2016, we had a caliphate, serious caliphate, growing in the Middle East. We had terrible unrest in Europe with the Muslims coming in. Our world was in disarray. We come up to 2020. 4 years of Trump, there is no caliphate. The Middle East, the Arab countries are making peace with Israel. They're signing trading agreements, and there is absolutely no discontent or very little discontent in the Middle East. Europe is as peaceful as it's ever been. Now we come up 3 years after Biden. We have a war, a serious war, a real war in Ukraine. Biden started that war. That war only started because of Biden and his handling of Putin and challenging him. Putin had no option but to go into that. We also have a terrible war between Israel and Hamas, and now it looks like war is going to break out in Lebanon as well. We also have more unrest in the Middle East today than we had in 2020. So, and look at North Korea. North Korea had stopped their testing. North Korea was cooperating. North Korea was becoming much, much, much more peaceful and manageable. Today, they're shooting off missiles. They're testing bombs every other day. So the irrationality of Van Jones to claim that if Trump were to be elected, we would have far, far more war is just total nonsense, but the fear will hold. Some people will believe it, and they will run with this as much as they can. We who disagree with that type of nonsense, we have to get out there. We have to be setting brush fires of freedom, my friends. If we don't, we're in serious trouble. And you have to look at this the way it really is, not the way it's being portrayed.
Well, the other area where they're using this whole fear idea, hang on, I'm trying to, more technical glitches. Okay, so the other area where they're throwing this in is in what they call Christian nationalism. Mm-hmm. They started this argument when they started going after what they call the attack against sovereignty and sovereign citizenship. And they this was done under Clinton and under Janet Reno and started back in their efforts in 1992 mm-hmm. with their Department of Justice, which was to say that we, the people, have no independence from the Borg, if you will. Okay, for those that are Star Trek people, you may recognize that term. But what it means is the whole, the unit, that there are no individuals. There's just the community. There's one singular community, and everybody better get on board with that one singular community. And that's was what the attack was. That's why they went after Ruby Ridge. That's really, if you look at Waco, irrespective of who David Koresh was or what have you, but Koresh wasn't what that was about. That was about squelching religious liberty and seeing whether or not Americans would allow that to happen. Then you move forward to the Bundys and the issues that they had, mm-hmm. The wildlife preserve, the murder of Lavoie Finicum, and then rolling forward really to January 6th. But there were
we have COVID in there too.
Yeah, well, and COVID was just, you know, again, it was stripping us of all of our rights mm-hmm. and demanding yep. that everyone align with their one mission,
yep.
which was to take away individual rights. The whole idea, everything about the sovereign movement and the movement to bring back and redevelop, and actually it had really started to erode back with Woodrow Wilson and yes. coming out of World War I and the League of Nations, which became the United Nations.
You hit on a really important issue. There's a lot of them, but one really caught my attention. That's the individual. One of the key differences between a free nation and a communist nation is the individual. We in a free nation, and the way our founders set up our nation was based on individual liberty and freedom, individual rights. And we state it directly in the Declaration of Independence, and they're attacking that as well. Mm-hmm. Under a communist movement, the individual, it becomes nothing. The individual is only there to be a cog in the wheel to produce for the greater good, what they call the greater good, and we as individuals are totally we're totally replaceable under a communist movement. They must destroy this concept of individualism in order for their transformation to take place.
Well, and again, we just had this last week. We had, someone on national television suggesting that if you believe that your rights are God-given rights and not rights that are controllable by men, by the way, men and women who are supposed to be representatives, not independent godlike figures that decide, how we should live our lives. That's not, we don't put those people there. You talk about dictatorial behavior. But that was what she said is that if you do not believe that these individuals have all the power over your life, but you actually believe that God, above all else, is the giver of life and the giver of our liberties and our freedoms, and that America was founded on that belief and understanding, then you're a Christian nationalist, and you're dangerous.
Anybody who understands this concept, does government serve the people, or do the people serve the government? And it's an easy thing to say, but we have to dig into it and understand truly what that means. We were set up as a nation where the government served the people. When we look at the Constitution, there are no limitations on individual rights. There is an Article 1, Section 8, very specific limits on the powers of the government. Mm-hmm. Very specific limits. All of those limits have been erased. And today, we are told that we people serve the government and the government tells us what to do. That's the transformation. That's being completed. That's communism. That's where we're headed. And unless we understand that and we stop buying into this nonsense, that's we're going to be full blown.
We have run out of time once again, but very quickly, Don has donated these 5 books to the ministry for a gift of $150, which will go towards our ministry in India. And if you watch what we do here with India, it's been amazing what's happening. And I will have an updated report for you coming up that I'll probably be doing an independent reporting on about some persecution that's happening over there and threats to the lives of our ministers. I will be getting that. But these books, Republic or Democracy, Does It Matter? Two Visions of America, Setting Brush Fires of Freedom, The Road to Tyranny, and then finally the book we were just talking about, Fundamental Transformation, What Did Obama Mean? These are excellent treatises on what is happening and whether they are something for you to read yourself, which I believe will be beneficial to everyone that's watching, but also to those who have friends that are just not quite understanding because of all the disinformation and the confusion and everything that's being put out there. This is an outstanding way to get educated on these issues, and I encourage you. You can go to our website here, ChildrenGenerationRadio.com. Click on the donate button, make your donation, and I'll get your address and so forth, and I will send you these 5 books. You will be blessed, I promise you. And $150 will be a blessing to our ministry here as well. Don, thanks again for being here.
They're also available on my website.
Absolutely, which you can also read his blog at the website too, which is listed there, mygrandchildrensamerica.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Reverend Jim Hardin will be with us. Folks, the abortion pill is now available at CVS and also at Walgreens. We'll talk about the implications of this pill and what it is doing to the destruction of life. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
So up next, we have Clan Slight.
And we're clear. I did it.
Have a beautiful afternoon, and we'll see you next Friday.
Yes, sir. You sure will. I'll see you next Friday, Don. Thank you. All right, brother. God bless. Bye. Jim, can you hear me?
Pastor Greg.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
That's good to see you.
It's good to be seen. Oh. Boy, I tell you, it just gets crazier and crazier, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It is amazing how quickly things seem to be